This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Voting in France's high-stakes election has begun. As the AP's Karen Chamas reports, the far right has been dominating pre-election polls.
Voters across mainland France have been casting in the first round of exceptional parliamentary elections. The outcome of the two-round elections could put France's government in the hands of nationalist far-right parties for the first time since the Nazi era. The results could impact European financial markets, Western support for Ukraine, and how France's nuclear arsenal and global military force are managed. Voter Salvan Lebert tells the AP about her concerns for the election. Nowadays, we live in a world at war. We'd like to escape all of this, re-establish order and have a calmer situation. Many French voters are frustrated about inflation and economic concerns, as well as President Emmanuel Macron's leadership, which they see as arrogant and out of touch with their lives. I'm Karen Chamas.
People are rushed to a hospital in Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria. This after several suicide attacks killed at least 18 people and left at least 19 seriously wounded. Fatima Musa is the secretary of the local government in the town of Gwoza, where the bomb blasts occurred.
And as of now, we cannot even ascertain the number of deaths up to now, because there are still cases of some hidden bodies that are being discovered.
The region has been scarred by more than a decade of violence by jihadist group Boko Haram, which has not declared responsibility for the recent string of attacks. According to a state police spokesperson, in one of the three blasts in the town of Gwoza, a woman with a baby strapped to her back detonated explosives in the middle of a wedding ceremony. For more, log on to voanews.com. From